Pakistan was supposed to go to the polls today, but those parliamentary elections were postponed until next month after Benazir Bhutto was assassinated. The country is still in mourning. It's also adapting to a new political landscape dominated by an intriguing and potentially crucial new player. That man is Bhutto's widower, Asif Ali Zardari. He's written the afterword in Bhutto's new memoir, a book she finished just a week before she died and will be published next month. He may also have the last word in Pakistani politics as well, as NPR's Philip Reeves reports.
This is the place where Benazir Bhutto was killed. A shrine with flowers and candles has sprung up on the sidewalk. Raja Muhammad Yassin is standing beside it in tears. Since Bhutto's assassination, Yassin has spent every day at this place, here in the city of Rawalpindi. Today it's raining and very cold. Yassin's 27 and penniless. He says every night he sleeps here, beside the shrine, on the ground.
She's our leader. I don't want to leave her.
Yassin speaks of Benazir Bhutto as if she's a deity, but he also reveres the man who's replaced her.
He's capable of running the party. People's Party has a bright future.
That man is Asif Ali Zardari, Bhutto's husband. For years, Zardari has been one of the most controversial figures in Pakistani politics. Now he could soon be one of the most powerful. It's 8 days since Bhutto's closest aides gathered at her ancestral home in Sindh province to hear Zardari read out her will and announce she had named him as her successor.
It was pre-planned as such.
Zardari immediately installed their son, Belawal, as the party's chairman and symbolic leader. The party's always been a dynasty. But Belawal's only 19 years old and still immersed in his studies at Oxford University. 51-year-old Zardari is the man in charge.
He wants to run the party. He wants to become the prime minister.
Journalist Tariq Butt has tracked Zardari for 20 years.
He wants to be a kingmaker. He wants to be the real power. He wants to replace Benazir Bhutto now after she is dead.
So far, Zardari, who's officially the party's co-chairman, is getting good reviews for his performance. Party supporters say he sounds convincing as he campaigns for a United Nations commission to investigate his wife's assassination. Retired Air Vice Marshal Rahim Yousafzai, a party stalwart, is impressed.
He's delivered himself very well on all fronts, and despite the fact that he's had no exposure in the last few years.
The nation of Pakistan is a very insecure nation today. It's paranoid.
That's Tanveer Ahmed Khan. He was foreign secretary in one of Bhutto's governments.
Anybody who can hold out the promise of just steering the ship of the state through these turbulent waters can get an enormous dividend out of it. A great deal would be forgotten.
In Zardari's case, there is a great deal to forget. He spent 11 years in prison before heading for exile in New York in 2004. He's been accused of many offences, money laundering, taking kickbacks on government contracts, even murder, including an alleged role in the killing of one of Bhutto's brothers. Pakistanis were so convinced he was corrupt while he was a minister in Bhutto's government, they started calling him Mr. 10%. Zardari says these accusations were all politically motivated, character assassination by the Pakistani intelligence agency's PR men. He points out he was never actually convicted of anything. You'd think a murky record like that, though, whether true or not, would rule a person out of politics. Not, says Tanveer Ahmed Khan, in Pakistan.
Anybody can be rehabilitated in Pakistani politics. I mean, you know, he knows that in the short run, there'll be far too much opposition and people will rake up old things. He knows that there has to be an intermediate stage. But this does not mean that he does not have long-term ambitions.
After next month's elections, the Pakistan People's Party is expected to emerge as the strongest party, so long as the polls not rigged by the government. The party is likely, therefore, to determine the prime minister. Zardari is not running for a seat, so it won't be him. Analysts say that doesn't mean he won't exert great influence over whoever gets the job. The favourite's a mild-mannered man called Amin Fahim. That's why Zardari is now an important figure. This isn't what the United States originally had in mind. The US was hoping to see a partnership between President Pervez Musharraf and Benazir Bhutto, ensuring that the military continues to play a central role in government. Like Benazir Bhutto, Zardari talks of a progressive, moderate Pakistan. But his style is different. That much was clear, says Tanveer Ahmed Khan, while Bhutto was in office.
Mr. Zardari tended to withdraw into a group of his own making. They were tough in their manners, they were tough in their attitudes, and they did not resonate well with the more literate segments of the People's Party.
That's one reason why some predict the Pakistan People's Party will eventually split. Friends of Zardari, however, speak of a man with much wit and charm and political skill. Journalist Tariq Butt agrees that Zardari is fun to be with, but not always.
He has the reputation of being autocratic, and he at times is very insulting to people. But maybe he will change himself. Some people say he has the ability to change, and he has changed himself after the death of Benazir Bhutto.
Zardari, a striking, moustachioed figure, married Benazir Bhutto in 1987. Their match was controversial among Pakistan's elite. Unlike her, he was merely a small landowner, better known for playing polo than politics. But Nusrat Javed, a TV presenter and political commentator, says Zardari played a huge part in Bhutto's life.
I know it for a fact. He was almost madly in love with him.
Speaking at the Bhutto ancestral home on the day he took charge, Zardari said he didn't know exactly why Benazir Bhutto had chosen him as leader.
He saw something in me which I haven't. I don't know whether I'm up to the task. Only time shall tell. I have a lot of friends with me. I have a lot of the whole party with me to guide me.
And the corruption allegations?
Obviously, she didn't believe them, and neither did the people of Pakistan.
Some of the people of Pakistan aren't so sure. At the scene of Bhutto's killing, Mohammed Afaq, a carpenter, has come to pay his respects. He says he's a party loyalist mourning his lost leader, and he doesn't much like her replacement.
The Pakistan People's Party has come to an end. We can't see anything positive here. This man, we can't trust him.
Philip Reeves, NPR News, Islamabad.